Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English News Desk, I'm Ema McCarthy. Pope Benedict XVI received the bishops of Nicaragua on Saturday morning at the end of their Ad Limina visit. Pope Benedict had words of praise for the bishops and their close support and spiritual solidarity for the people of their nation. He told them that their witness of gospel truth is resplendent in their fight against poverty and inequality, both pervasive problems in Central America's largest nation. The Pope went on to highlight the bishops' efforts to create a climate of dialogue and distension between religious and civil authorities in Nicaragua, without ever renouncing the defense of basic human rights or failing to denounce instances of injustice. Although the majority of Nicaraguans declare themselves Catholic, practicing Catholics are declining, while evangelical Protestant groups and Mormons are rapidly growing. To this end, Pope Benedict dedicated a large portion of his message to formation, urging bishops to closely follow the religious education not only of priests and religious, but also of lay men and women, so that they too can be generous servants and collaborators in the Church's evangelizing mission. He spoke of the country's many Catholic schools and institutes, which he said are an essential part of this mission and an incalculable service to society. He also spoke of that popular piety, which he said is a lively and essential part of Nicaragua. In fact, the high point of Nicaragua's religious calendar for masses beyond Christmas and Easter is La Purísima, a week of festivities in early December dedicated to the Immaculate Conception, during which altars to the Virgin are constructed in homes and workplaces.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.